Dr. Lena on Intergalactic FM. Heart to heart. Heart to heart.
Can you help?
Heart to heart. Heart to
heart. Can you help?
Good evening and welcome to Heart to Heart with Dr. Lena.
How many books have you read on personal development? How many seminars have you attended? How many tapes have you listened to try and change your life? My guess would be that you've spent hundreds of hours reading, watching, and listening for ways to change your life for the better. I know I have. I used to be a self-help junkie and was forever searching for that elusive book that would change me forever. I was looking for a lesson that would make everything different. It took years to learn that my life was not going to change from a book or a seminar or a tape. But here's something that will change your life. Heart to Heart on Intergalactic FM. Our first question of the night comes to us from Marco Tulio Thrash in New Jersey. He writes, "How do I get my video game addiction under control? I haven't played any in a long time, but I know that even one stroke of a joystick is game over for me." Video game addiction, or more broadly, video game overuse, is excessive or compulsive use of computer and video games that interfere with daily life. Excessive use of video games may have some or all of the symptoms of drug addiction or other psychological addictions. So it's a good thing you haven't been playing lately, Marco. Because few clinical trials have been completed, research is still in the preliminary stages for excessive gaming treatment. The most effective treatments seem to be, as with all addictions or dependencies, a combination of psychopharmacology, psychotherapy, and 12-step programs. And I hate to tell you, Marco, but you sound like most addicts who hope that one day they'll be able to get their addiction under control and use like a normal person. And while that might be possible, a safer option is to try and keep the focus on abstinence. If you're really worried, you might consider visiting the first treatment facility in Europe for compulsive gamers. It's in Amsterdam, so you could work on fleshing out your substance abuse problem or a tallow addiction as potential video game substitutes. Good luck, Marco.
Computer games.
Our next question of the night comes from Chicago Dude and has touched Dr. Lena's heartstrings. He writes, "My girlfriend couldn't give two shits about my love of music and makes me feel like an ass whenever I bring up that I'll be mixing or working on tracks. She just wants me to focus on getting a better job, making more money, and I guess shacking up and making babies. It's a problem." I'm sad to say, Chicago Dude, that I've been on both sides of this situation in the past, and neither one is very enjoyable. In a separate follow-up, you mentioned that you've been together nearly a decade and that your girlfriend is 35. Realistically, if you've been together that long, she probably has already learned or could learn to deal with your music hobby. One thing to try and do is get her involved in some way. Maybe she's interested in collecting a Tala 7 inches. You never know. The couple that goes crate digging together stays together. Chances are, your girlfriend is using your music as the scapegoat for dissatisfaction with the relationship that isn't necessarily related to music. And I have a sneaking suspicion that you have a sense of what that's about when you say that you guess she wants to shack up and make babies. Chicago Dude, if you don't want to shack up and make babies, you owe it to your girlfriend to tell her now so she has the option to find someone that does before her biological clock explodes. And if you aren't ready, but think you will be in the future, tell her that too. My guess is that you probably aren't communicating as much as you should be, and that she's being clingy and jealous of your music because she feels insecure about her own standing in the relationship. Another thing you might want to try is to define your time more concretely. For example, rather than just telling her, "I'm going to be working on tracks tonight," schedule it in advance. Maybe take a few evenings a week that are always your music nights. It might be easier for your girlfriend to accept that you won't be around if she knows in advance. Another thing you might want to try is giving her some quality time. So you might schedule a few nights a week for music, but a few nights a week for your girlfriend. Do something special, take her on a date, go bowling, catch a flick. After 9 years, I'm guessing you probably want to find a way to make it work.
to Heart, brought to you by Dr. Mimon.
Intergalactic FM.
Our next question is, Dear Dr. Lena, I've recently run into some financial strife and as a result have had to move back into my mom's house for a while. I'm a 23-year-old man now and don't want to be smothered by her love. How can I beat the living with your mom blues? Yours sincerely, Homeboy. You aren't alone, Homeboy. Credit crunch blues and recession woes have more people moving back home now than ever. Feelings of depression and anxiety are common for people in your situation, but it doesn't have to be. Try and avoid seeing this as a move back in time, because it isn't. If you're sensitive to your own needs, and to hers as well, it can end up being a really gratifying and financially sensible experience. There are a few easy things you can do to ease this transition. The worst thing you can do is slip into the mom and kid dynamic you had as a teenager. If you expect her to wash your socks and pick up your mess, she's gonna feel justified in nagging you and enforcing a 10 p.m. curfew. So try and negotiate the ground rules up front. If at all possible, pay rent, even if just a small amount. The more you can make this feel like an adult flatmate type situation, the less likely she will be to treat you like a little boy. You can do this, and it can actually be an amazing experience. Good luck, and please let us know how it's going.
Weiter, völlig losgelöst von der Erde, schwebt.
And our last question of the night. Dr. Lena, I'm going to turn 30 this year. I don't mind being single most of the time. But sometimes I look around and everything seems different, like that time of night when the music changes, the DJ plays a slow song, and couples take the floor. It's Saturday and I start to wonder, why am I still dancing alone? Iris. Iris, love is like a butterfly. The more you chase it, the more it eludes you. But if you just let it fly, it will come to you when you least expect it. Don't be afraid of being alone, but don't give up hope. I can nearly guarantee that the minute you're completely happy and stable in your single life, some guy will come along and take that away from you. You won't be dancing alone for long, darling. Here's an Italo classic, Looking for Love. Thanks for listening to tonight's episode of Heart to Heart. To leave a question anonymously or to learn more about Heart to Heart, please visit us on the Intergalactic FM blogs or at intergalacticfm.com/hearttoheart. You can't base your life on other people's expectations. Stevie Wonder. Heart to Heart.
Intergalactic FM.